Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
It's Roy Anthony, y'all ready? Southern Soul. I've got this lady that treats me so damn good, so good. And she knows just how to love me right in every which way she should. Oh yeah, she loves when I give her good sex in the morning. Yes, baby, just the way I like it. That's just the way she is. But then she disappears like she don't wanna be bothered no more. And I ain't trying to have it. Tell me what's going on. No matter how many times I done told myself, I still ended up going back, coming back for that new good loving. And even though I warned myself over and over again, I still ended up going back.
Don't have the rights to that song, but we like playing some comeback love. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe, and we're excited about being here. I know we're going through a pandemic and everybody's laid back or trying to get back in the swing of things, this new norm that we have to deal with, but we wanted to bring something to you special dealing with love. Tonight our show is entitled, Are You Gonna Let Him Back? Are You Gonna Let Him Come Back? Either way, so we're talking about comeback love. So that's why we don't own the rights to the song, as I stated earlier, but we want to play a little bit more of this comeback love.
But it's time to make it hard.
We're going to cut it off right there because we're talking about a comeback love. Are you going to let him come back? See, some people say, you know, yeah, I may let him come back or let her come back. But that's something we want to talk about tonight. The call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. And if you want to be heard or you want to chat with me while we're on the show tonight from 6 to 7, all you have to do is press 1 and I'll make sure I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll distinctly actually give you a name and location if you feel comfortable doing that and offer your expertise. We're talking about, are you going to let me come back? I'm just talking. When you're in a relationship and the relationship is ended, are you going to let him or her come back? And we're going to share some thoughts on it. Let's keep in mind that if you want to check your show off by internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, we're also being broadcast by Facebook. And if you want to check us out on Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. Then on Instagram, that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we look to have an awesome night. I see people slowly joining, and I want to give them a shout out. Right now on Instagram, we have is Keisha Booker. We thank you for joining us. Steve_legit_income, the number one. Thank you for joining us. Then on Facebook, we have Kim Sellers Bates and my fraternity brother, Timothy Kenny, as well as Annie Schufer. Those individuals have joined us so far on Facebook. And we also see the board filling up with the numbers on Blog Talk Radio. Now, make sure you take a chance. You have an opportunity to call in. You may just want to listen to the show. I'm all good for that. But we want you to call in because that helps blossom our numbers when we have a number of people calling in. And we have quite a few from time to time. We're a radio station or a blog talk radio station that's heard all over the world. We're in 15 countries. So proud to have an opportunity on each of the continents to be heard. And so glad to have an opportunity in the United States. You know, most of our listeners from the West Coast to the East Coast makes up, you know, about 92% of that listening audience. Then the other 8 to 8, sometimes 10, it varies on the season, and it'll be from other countries as well. So we want to make sure we can allow this to be possible. It's a vessel. It's a vision God gave to me in 2017. The vision was to make sure you have a vessel to get the word out. So we have 8 shows. Now, the Love Cafe, we have is an acronym. Love is an acronym. L is listening. The O is overcoming. The V is how valuable is that relationship. And the E is expectation and excitement. Now, the Love Cafe is the real love talk show which will soothe your love appetite. And that's what we're talking about, soothing your love appetite. Now, keep in mind, if you come to the Love Cafe and you want to make an order on the menu, you'll start off with our appetizer and our starter, which is the lust. We're going to talk about some lust. Then you'll move to the entree, which is the truly is the more or less the attraction. You know, you love that steak. You love that hamburger. You love whatever it may be. You love that fried chicken, whatever, those beans or whatever it is. Then that last one is that dessert. We can order anything you want on the Love Cafe, and that's truly, truly, truly the attachment. So you have the lust, the attraction, and the attachment. Those are 3 menus of the Love Cafe. All right, let's kind of get started. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @LorenzoDSmith15. And also, we're going to have our playbacks, recorded shows, on-demand episodes will be played back. You can actually go to Blog Talk Radio and check it out, but we will play this back on Facebook and a watch party. We'll do it as well on Google+, LinkedIn, as well as Twitter and Tumblr as well. We just take opportunity to get it out. So our title for tonight's show is, Are You Gonna Let, and I just want you to keep that in mind. Are you willing to let someone come back? Your significant other, your spouse, and your spouse. So you have so many things you have to think about when you're talking about letting somebody come back. You can have a friend that was a good friend of yours, and you decide to cut that off because of some things, maybe your BFF, and you got to make a decision. Are you going to let me come back? Be your friend. Be your BFF. Those kind of things we think about, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to start off looking at this in the way of how it actually led to getting to the point where I need to come back. First of all, we're going to ask this first question that relates to the first topic. Should I take you back after you hurt me so bad? That's one of the things that comes out so many times, you know, when individuals are taking you for granted. No, we're talking about true love, you loving somebody and caring for somebody. No, we're going to tie that in. Now, we talked about on our last show, we talked about what is true love. True love is not a feeling. Don't get caught up in thinking love is a feeling. Love is a state of mind. Just keep that in mind. Love is not a feeling. It's a state of mind. So after we've been in a situation where we said we love each other, then we end it, you have that deep feeling for that. Tell your ways how you can cut it off. But tonight, whether you're going to let me come back. And a lot of times people play on that. You said you love me, so you should let me come back. But you truly, truly hurt me. And it will hurt me could come in all forms. You could have went out, and we're going to talk about you might have cheated in a relationship. Or you may just disrespect. You know, one of the most important, you have to respect that person that you're in a relationship with. You can hurt a person very much if you disrespect them. It's whether you think it's not hurting them. Everybody talking about, well, you shouldn't be so sensitive. You should be, but everybody's feelings is different. You remember, love is not a feeling, it's a state of mind. So if you say something to disrespect me, it ain't about hurting my feelings. You're affecting my mindset. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how, by being in that relationship, I made it a state of mind. We broke up. Are you going to let me come back? Because we have built up something there. So you hurt me so bad. Should I let you come back? You know, I have one of these things. I always share with people. I have no problem with it. I said, now, in a relationship, when a relationship ended, now I says ended, meaning the person being dismissed, and that's what you have to do. You have to dismiss that person from your life. And if you want to dismiss them, that means cutting off all of communication. But if you continue to communicate with them and you continue to dialogue and to the point where y'all talking, texting more than you should, then you're setting yourself up for a comeback. And that's what we're talking about. Are you gonna let me come back? Are you going to let me come back? You hurt me. You hurt my state of mind. But since we left the door open, I said we had true love. And that's what the real love. And that's what we're talking about. And I say true love is all about a state of mind. Has nothing to do with feeling. You know, our relationships are wild. That's where we get to the point where we get so angry. We say things that we may regret. I always tell people, if you want the relationship to be healthy, and some traits dealing with a relationship is making sure you love yourself first. You can't be in a relationship and not love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you will not be able to love that other person you say you love. If you don't love them, you're going to do everything to hurt them. And you're going to make excuses for doing it. I always say sometimes we treat relationships like playing a game. You know, so when we play this game, we're going to one up. You're going to score one time, and I'm going to score one time. That ain't the best way to do this, but I'm hitting my button, flipping my camera, all kind of ways trying on my Instagram, but I got it back into it. But we playing games. We keeping score. If you said something about me, then I got to come back at you. You know, that's one nothing you, and I got to come back, and I got to make it even. And that ain't the best. That's how we begin to hurt people, begin to disrespect people. We start shows a lack of communication. So if you did that, you when you communicate with me, you disrespect me. And when you don't communicate with me, I have a problem with that because I feel like I'm not worthy to be a part of this. And we got to look at things. So you hurt me. Should I let you come back? Think about it. Should I let you come back? I'll tell you, truly, coming from the dark right here, when I said it, I truly mean this. You know, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Then run as fast as you can away from them. Don't run to them. Don't think you can say, you know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't think you can change people. You can't change people. You don't have the power to do that. Only Almighty God has the power to change people because it allowed them, God work to their end so they can change themselves. Love is all about internal. It's from the heart. You know, we're talking about the heart and the soul. And when people hurt you down to your soul, do you allow them to come back? Will you let them come back? Let's be a part of this tonight. 347-857-4192 is the call-in number. You can share your thoughts on that. If you want to, just press 1 once you call in. I'll see you on the board. Then I'll ask you for your name and location, and then I'll ask you to give you a comment. That's what we're talking about. Are you going to let me come back after I hurt you? I want you to think about that. You have an opportunity on Facebook, type in your comments. You got an opportunity on Instagram to type in your comments. You got an opportunity to call in, so make sure you do that so I can hear what you have to say about this. The second topic we want to talk about, and it's still all about whether you're going to let me come back. After you hurt me, now you're in cheating, too, as well. But a person that falls under that second trait of a healthy relationship besides self-love is trust and honesty. You can put those two right there together. So if you decide to cheat on me, I have to say this is the last time. I'm not going to let you come back because you have built up the cred that you're not going to work positive for this relationship to be successful. You know, we talk about in our process of our acronym of love, we talk about how valuable is this relationship. How valuable am I to you? Valuable to you, you're not going to cheat on me. You're going to respect me. You're going to be able to love me from the heart. You're going to be able to tell me I love you, which is a gift. It's a gift of life. When I tell you I love you, I'm giving from the heart. I'm giving from the soul. So when I'm doing that, no matter what's out there, shouldn't cause me to step out to get involved, and never this excuse about, you know, I just fell down into it. You never fall down into anything unless you intend on doing it. So by you cheating on me, should I make this the last time? If I make it the last time, you have to worry about coming back. I don't care what you do. I truly, truly have this, and I may have shared this before. I will share it again many times. I always tell, you know, you cheated on me. You know, my deal breaker is you cheated. It's done. It is, and everybody can say I handle it different. That's the way you handle it. Because I truly, truly believe that if I'm showing the healthy traits for success that I mentioned about self-love, I talk about trust, honesty, then the next one is communication, and next one is connected. If we got a connection there, commitment. If I'm showing all this, I'm giving from my internal part, from my heart and my soul. So if you can't recognize I'm giving all of me, and somebody said, you don't supposed to give all of you. You know, there's one thing about it. Say when you say you're looking and want love, true love, it makes you vulnerable. So when you become vulnerable, you're going to give your heart, you're going to give part of your internal parts to that individual, then you're not going to look silly. But I'm giving all of these things because I'm committed to us being successful. Are you committed to us being successful? Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your name and location if you choose to. Then you can roll off your thoughts about what we're talking about. If I'm going to allow you to come back, then if you cheat on me, that won't be the last time. Because the topic is, you cheated on me for the last time. Should I let you come back? If I'm going to allow you to come back, the fantasy, that's what you are, fantasy world of coming back, then you're going to cheat on me again. Everybody said, people can be reformed. They sure can. You know, we have people in all, you know, suffer from various type of substance abuse and everything. But it's one thing I always said, those people suffering from substance abuse, you don't take them around that. You don't introduce that to them again. So if the person has a problem being faithful, faithful is hope. Person is have a problem of being able to be trusted. It's all about trustworthy. If that person that you call your significant other, your spouse, has a problem with honesty, I tell you, once they step out and try to find those things from somebody else and they cheat, you can't come back. That's a deal breaker for me. I don't know what's a deal breaker for you, but that's what we're talking about. Are you going to allow me to come back? Are you going to let me come back after I have been dishonest to you, after I have cheated? Are you going to let me come back? I can see one of the see the host of one of our shows that aired on once a month on Thursday, that's Minister Shannon. So I see her up, and she's waving at me. I'm going to wave back at her. And if she wanted to be on, I could bring on camera if you want to come on, ministers, and try to see if you can share your thoughts on that. If not, call it on. It's adding you right now, ministress, and you can share your thoughts on that. She's a host of the Minister Shannon Show. It's on the fourth Thursday of the month at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All right, again, if you hurt me, if you cheat on me, should I let you come back? And, you know, we hold no filters here. If some of y'all might say, hell no, let's go and say, no, you ain't coming back. It's real. I understand. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Because, again, if you allow yourself to love somebody, it is not a feeling. It's a state of mind. It makes you feel fuzzy. It works from internal to external, internal to external. It don't work the other way. So your heart is always involved with this. Your heart, your soul is always involved because that's the internal part of you. So if that person is not honest enough, trustworthy enough, or show you enough respect not to just want to be with you, and they got to be with other people, you have to let them go. You have to help dismiss them. I always say when you're in it, dismiss them. But I can say, you know, your tongue is powerful. Be careful what you speak into existence. If it's always speaking into existence, don't let them come back. Because it's not a comeback love when you out there doing the things like that. All right, the next thing we want to look at, we're in God and out of relationship. We're in this relationship, and we talked about how much we care about us, each other, care about it. I'm ready to give you the gift of love, but the relationship is toxic. The question is, relationship become toxic, you have to let it go. You can't, again, you can't change people who are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially abusing you. Why would you let somebody come back that's doing that to you? And they all can come at one time. People don't think they can. They all can come at you at one time. Some people think physically that somebody being abused is just only that way. The emotional part is there. The mentally part is there. And most likely, if you are a God-fearing person attending, they don't even want to go to church because they don't want you to attend church. Then financially, they're controlling the money. And they don't want you there. They give you what they want to give you. Even though you're working on your job, they want you to put 90% in, they may put 10% because that's all they willing to put into that relationship is 10%. They got 10% inside the door and 90% outside the door. But they want to come back. They think they got to come back love. Love, true love is a state of mind. All right, let's look at some things that, some signs when you're dealing with an ex who will eventually come back. Let's see, is this you? Some signs in the ex that you will eventually come back. Let them come back. Signs of an ex eventually will come back or will eventually come back. Let's look at some of those signs. Let's look at the first one. Again, I want you to be a part of it. Come on. Shoot me some comments there. Don't hold back because I want you to really share some thoughts with them. Just share some things on Instagram. Share some things on Facebook. Again, you can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Share your thoughts there. We want you to be a part of it as well. All right. One of the first things is after a couple of months of no contact, you get a message or two from that ex. Some people say you let people go so you can miss them, and then they can come back. It's like letting a dove fly away. That dove know to come back. You're going to love that dove still the same. When you let him go, and you don't let her go, and don't hear from that person for 2 or 3 months, then you finally get a message or two from them. The question is, how should you respond? Tell me how you should respond. I'm going to tell you. First of all, once they're gone, they've been dismissed, you need to block them. It wouldn't be no problem. But I've heard some stories from some people who say, you block a person, they're going to use another number. They use another number. They use another. Every time you block them, they use another number. Think about that. You may have had no contact with that person. You're moving on with your life because you eventually have dismissed them from your life. They're your ex. And now all of a sudden you hear, get a message or two, you know, how you doing, what you been doing, Happy birthday. I thought about you on my birthday. I thought about you on your birthday, and I just want to contact. You have to just put an end to that. You have to shut it down. I know no one wants to be rude, but a sign of blocking them, I mean, when you block them, when you unfollow them, you have no other means of contact. Now, I know some folks use some trifling ways to get make contact with people. They'll go see your brother, your cousin, your friend, your parents. Go by their house and, oh, I just miss her. I just haven't talked with her in a while and everything. And then that's a mean of connecting with you. And your response is no, but be positive now. When you say, I block you, I unfollowed you, I unfriend you, I don't need you to go over my mother's house or my parents' house. I don't need you to be calling my brother. I don't need you to be calling my BFF. Try to cut it. This is done. You can't come back. See, that's the word. Speak it to existence. Everybody said it. You can't come back. Because you ain't, you know, the song said, come back love. Your love has moved on. You can't come back. Whether I'm in another relationship or not after you, you can't come back. It is done. It is done. So we have to make sure. That's number one, dealing with signs your ex will eventually come back because they're going to call you. You have to nip that, but you got to be a positive person dealing with that situation. You have to just tell them, now, I no longer want to communicate. I appreciate you calling. If you end it right there. But don't stay on that phone with a long conversation because some people are very manipulative, especially people hurt people. Hurt people are quite manipulative. Hurt people hurt people. They have the victim thought process with them. They was a victim. So they had to come back and I was the victim. You did this to me and all that right there. The longer you talk with that conversation, and you are being positive, either going to irritate you enough to completely shut them down, or you're going to go to the point, or you're going to begin to listen to what they say. Then I'm going to be able to come back. Are you going to let me come back? And that's what we're talking about. The second thing, you haven't been waiting for his beck and call. Instead, you went out and rebuild your life. That'll show your ex that your signs toward them, they won't be coming back. You ain't been sitting down waiting on that call. It's beck and call. You will eventually have moved on with your life, rebuilding your life, growing. You have found, and people don't get me wrong. Some people think you got to jump immediately back in that relationship or in a relationship. You don't have to. But rebuild your life. One of my good friends told me when I got a divorce back in 2011, and they told me, you know, don't rush it. Don't be too fast with it. Allow yourself to heal. Begin to look at the mirror. Love yourself again. But don't be answering those calls. Rebuild your life. Take time to rebuild your life. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with rebuilding your life. Sometimes we don't know exactly where we're torn at. Since we had true love for that person, we thought a very healthy relationship. That means the internal part, my heart and my soul is quite involved with it. So once we break up, I have to rebuild my life, and that's what we have to focus on. Like I said, most people say, just like I feel, once the door closed on your ex, it is done. It's time to move on. That sign is, you ain't coming back. Are you going to let me come back? Are you going to let me come back? And that's what the topic of the show, or the title of the show is. Are you going to let me come back? You close the door. When you shut, don't let a crack. Don't crack it to see who outside there. You got to rebuild your life and move on. You broke up because of it's a long-distance relationship. Now, your ex will think, if I move to that town where you are, we broke up because of a long-distance relationship. I don't, you know, even as a long-distance relationship, the way we can communicate today, we have FaceTime, we have simply the cell phone. You can go live on the cell phone. You got Zoom. You got all ways to communicate. Skype, you got so many ways to communicate where you can visually see that person if you're comfortable with that. But when it ends, and it ended because you're not comfortable with it anymore, when you're comfortable with it, it's okay. But when you become uncomfortable with that type of relationship, what you want to do is, again, you need to dismiss that person and don't let that person, when they move to your town, now all the time we was in a relationship, you couldn't make a, oh, my job won't let me move. Now all of a sudden when we're no longer together, you back in my town, you back in the town where I am, or you in the town where I am. It's long distance. They think they're going to be able to get back with you. Or you just to the point where you just, you know, waiting for the big breakup. Are they waiting for the big? And see, the big breakup is already there because if you choose to go long distance, I'm not saying it don't work for you, but if it works for you, it's fine. However, we need to have face-to-face time. One of the things that happened during our pandemic, and I haven't forgot about the pandemic, and we're going to talk a little bit about it at the end of the show, how we support those people that are working hard on the front line. But we have to keep in mind that, you know, when you break up, and that's over with. Back to what we said earlier, you're gonna have some hurt feelings, but as long as it don't affect your state of mind, you're all right. Because remember, love is a state of mind. Your state of mind is that you're thinking about it, but the bottom line is that I have to move on. I have to rebuild my life. I'm gonna be a positive person. I appreciate you calling me. You send me. I appreciate you texting me. But it is not really, really a great opportunity for us to get back. We have to cut it off. We can't continue to go back and forth because, again, when that door have a crack in it, well, a lot of things slide through the crack, and a lot of things ain't real nice that slide through the crack. So if you open that door to let that person slide back through that crack, you're going to have some problems. All right, number four, you get a call from his mother. Oh, come on, her mother. Whoa, whoa. Telling you how that person really miss you. That's the way some people, your ex, can get back in your life. The mother call you. Sometimes they put the mom and dad on the phone. Or they have their father to call and their mother to call. Might be a separate time. That's a wild moment right there. That is a wild moment then. When mom call you for your ex mom call you, or your own mom call you about your ex. Because, you know, once the door open and there's a crack there, people sliver through. They'll use every kind of technique to get back with you when you no longer feel that true love for that person. And you know that person have cheated on you, that person have hurt you, and just did some things and just disrespectful towards you. All of those things is what you have to deal with. And you have to make a serious, but be positive. And I'm going to tell you how to pretty much handle it. Even with his mother or your mother calling, said, Mom, I do appreciate you, but that relationship is no longer. We don't have that relationship. We're on two different plateaus. We're in two different places. We're no longer together. They're going to say, well, he was the right one or she was the right one for you. I've heard people say that. But you know what? You know the truth because you may have offered true love to that person, and that person wasn't ready for true love. Because true love is a state of mind. It makes you feel fuzzy, warm inside, and it's the outside. Think about it. It's internal. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name and location, then offer your expertise. We've got several people also, again, adding to our list of people on Instagram, as well as several people on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us, as well as looking aboard on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Love Cafe. I'm Dr. Loretta D. Smith, and I enjoy coming before you on what we say every other Thursday. So, you know, we have several shows, and we'll talk about that a little. Let's talk about the fifth thing that you make sure that it don't happen so your ex won't get back in the door. You receive a handwritten note from your ex. You receive a handwritten note from your ex. I'm smiling because people don't write. They text. They email. They use all these forms of communication. If that person sending you a handwritten note, a letter, you know what? You know, people don't do that anymore. You know what you need to do? You need to take it and rip it up. I'm being straight up with you. Rip it up. Because we don't even use that. As long as he was communicating when we was in a relationship, or she or he was communicating with the ex was communicating, whoever it may be, you know, you didn't use handwritten. You was texting. First thing when you meet somebody in our first stage of a relationship, a tier relationship, is a social stage. You meet them. And you just, okay, nice meeting you. It's a pleasure. It's associate. Then if you want to move to second tier, that's acquaintance where I do get your cell or email. I ask you, do you have a business card, which will have your email, your cell, office number if you choose to put it on there. That's where I connect with you. Nobody writing no handwritten notes anymore. That's suspicious in itself. It's going to be consistent of how much I love you 100 times. Love is a state of mind. It's not what you write on that paper. Love is an action. If you're willing to give the action, you can show how much you love somebody through your action, because you're going to do it from your heart and your soul. A handwritten letter won't get it, people. You know, some people say, oh, that's so romantic. People don't do that no more. You're right. That's what I'm telling you. They don't do it no more. So think it's the same one of these schemes where they're trying to get back with you. The next one is he only deletes you on Facebook, but he didn't purge the page of all social media. He's trying to get back with you. I deleted you on Facebook, but I'm going to let IG be available. You know, I'm going to let Twitter be available. I'm going to tweet you. I'm going to do all those things. And I know you say, I'm not mentioning all the places. There's so many ways we communicate now. I heard somebody on the shows, it was something I'd never heard of it. But it is a way. And I was listening to one of the shows, one of the judges. I watch a lot of those judge shows when they adjudicate these certain lawsuits, civil suits, and so on like that. And I heard of another way, and I was like, wow, I never heard of that way of communicating through social media. I know we got LinkedIn. Some people say LinkedIn. And, you know, however you want to say it, you got other ways. So if a person deletes you on Facebook, but he don't quite delete you or unfriend you or unfollow you on all the other pages, he's trying to keep the door open so he can get back with you. And that's why you have to dismiss him, because you know what truly he's doing? Not just get back to you. He didn't complete the job. Complete the job was to do all of that. Dismiss you. You know what I said earlier? Dismiss. Speaking of existence, we're no longer together. It ain't no opportunity to say I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. It is no longer any distance. You have cheated on me. You have hurt me. You have disrespect me. You wasn't committed to the relationship. You lack the communication. You do not, you know, you can't give me the gift of love. If you can't give me those things, you got to let him go. Got to let her go. But if you delete you on Facebook, but allow you to be accessible through the other social media, they still got their eyes on you. They figure they can go out there and play around, but the grass may be they thought was a little greener, it didn't work, now they want to come back. No, don't let them come back. The show is all about, are you going to let me come back? And I'm just telling you what your ex eventually will do to try to get back with you. Talked about 16. There are many more. You probably have some yourself you'd like to share. So the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you, give your name and location when you begin to chat and then share your expertise. And we're just going to have a ball if you want to share your thoughts. If not, I'll have no problem talking through the whole time because God has blessed me to be able to enjoy what I'm doing, and I really enjoy it. It's volunteer that has many friends benefit. That's what life is all about. God is going to bless you. He puts you, if you're in favor, he'll make things work for you. So that's what we have to work on. And our Minister Shannon will probably amen in a minute, but I do appreciate her very much as being a part of our team, but also checking the show out as well. All right. Now, after you have received all these things from your ex, who eventually think they can get back with you, this is how you respond. How do you respond when your ex return or try to return? You've been long distance, because when you dismiss him, he become long distance. Or she become long distance, but they will maneuver and come back. Now, they will try these things I just shared with you away. So let's look at some ways you should respond. People return to their ex for a number of reasons, and these are the things of how they return back to their ex. Sex. They're going to tell you, sex was good. It was the best sex I ever had. But while you was with me intimate, you were with three or four more different intimate. It was great. It was good, they said. That's crap. Believe it's crap. It's a game. Trying to go one up on you. Might be catching you at a vulnerable time. Once you dismiss them and they're no longer in your life, you can tell them, be positive. Now, I don't think so. Be strong. I don't think so. You can't come back. Doesn't matter whether you have somebody or not, because the first thing most guys will throw up, and I can speak as a man, well, you ain't got nobody. I'm available, you available. Oh, when we was together, it ended. You was dismissed. Hopefully you dismissed me. Now we try to rebuild our life away from each other. Let's keep that in so you won't be able to return. Guilt. Some people feel guilty. They mistreated you. They disrespected you. They did everything to hurt you. They hurt you so bad, but they're guilty about it now. They feel like, okay, I'm a better person now. I learned from my mistake. But you know, I try to tell people, and this is my spiritual part, and I believe this. God only has that one person that when you desire and ask him to give you the desires, when you're praying and who you're praying, God, please, you know, this is what I'm asking, and in your prayer, however you may do it, he has that one person. Everybody else is nothing but a season. Everybody else is just a season until the desire you ask for, God give it to. And he's going to make sure y'all do all the things like connect. He's going to make sure you can communicate. And he's trying to make sure all this happens and they're not going to cheat on you. No, they're not. They're not going to disrespect you. No, they're not. They're not going to hurt you. No, they're not. So those people that did that went and thought about, they weren't as successful, you know, after they stepped out there and got it, and the grass wasn't as green, the grass got brown pretty quick because it could have been summer grass in the winter and winter grass in the summer. And it wasn't as green, then all of a sudden they want to come back. Don't let them return because of guilt. Looking to get money. They're broke now. Come on, how many folks speak to that? Some guy come, and some young ladies come at you because they don't have the resources. They see you with the resources financially and what they do. If I get hooked up with him, I get back with him because I know he was doing good. But when he was there, you didn't appreciate. You know the old thing about people saying it's 50-50. I said, now, if anybody go in a relationship think this relationship is going to be 50-50, then you, that means you only plan on putting half in there. I think a relationship requires 100-100. Keep it 100. And if the person, you may not balance out in that financial aspect, but they was only with you because they felt like they could get the things from you that they was not willing to buy. See, one thing about it, it's a difference between people not having it and buy. There are some people be with people to be with them because they're not, if they can get them the things they're not willing to buy. You know, they come, okay, and a friend of mine was telling me about a gift she had asked from a relative, family related thing. And I was in another with a husband and wife. And he asked for, one of them was a Michael Kors purse, and the other was a Brahma purse. And I think the purse was like $4,000. I know some people are, man, that ain't nothing. Oh, really? You get with people. You start off, you know, can you get that from me, which is 400. The next thing you move to 500, and you move up to 1,000. If that's a gift I want to buy you, I have no problem buying that gift. But don't be with me so I can just buy you the gifts. You're trying to get this and think that's going to make life better for you by being with me because I financially have it, or being with that other person, the person who do have it. Not going to do it. I'm telling you. You got to be weary of people like that. And when they said, getting with you for your money because they are broke, I read that. Looking to get your money because they broke. Come on. If you're going to let them return for their purpose, they want to spend all theirs and then did everything they want to do with everybody they want to do with. Now they come and they're not financially in the order they should be. They gonna come and say, "Oh, she held her money well. He held his money well. Let me go to the gym." I know because it was a part of your life. They knew how you did that. They knew. Remember, you can be abused in many ways. Remember, I said that people can abuse you, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. They know if they can get that from you. And they know you have it, then they'll return to see can they get some more. The next one, they're trying to get back to you to apologize for what they did before, apologize for punching below the belt, apologize for cheating, apologize for just taking through the abusive part and the emotional part. Some people are so manipulated that they try to manipulate you to do some things, and then they come back and apologize for putting you in that situation. So you just have to say you can only be a friend. And sometimes they can't be friends. That's a decision you have to make. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone number. All right, let's kind of speed this up because we have about 11 minutes left before the show comes to a conclusion. They want to give love another try. Remember, love is a state of mind. If they was not successful the first time, apparently it wasn't a state of mind for them. It was a feeling. Love is not a feeling. It's a state of mind. Since they couldn't be successful the first time, they think they can come back the second time. They found out what they was offering didn't work with you. They weren't capable of giving it to you, but they called themselves going to give it to somebody else, and they rejected it. Now they want to come back, think they'll learn something from it, and they're going to teach you something, show you something. They can't do it. Don't let them come back. Don't let them come back. Let them go. Quit holding on to people that ain't really for you. They're for themselves, because isn't that quite selfish? They want to give love another try. When we was in this relationship from day one, and like I said, love is a gift. So they're going to try to give you the gift the second time? My. First of all, they don't understand love is a state of mind. It's from the heart. It's from the soul. They found out what they was trying to do to you, they tried to use it on somebody else. It didn't work, so now they think they have the answer to it. They ain't got the answer. You don't have the answer. You can't let them come back. Now, this is all about letting them come back. All right, let's kind of move, speed it up a little bit. As I said earlier, they miss the heck out of you. They miss the heck out of you. Folks, I miss you real bad. And, you know, it's all good. We need to get back together. And they want to see how far we can go, how your life been. They see people. Let's look at that right quick. People come back and they quick to say they miss you. They miss the heck out of you. You were so good. But see, you didn't recognize that when you was with me, how good I was, because you weren't genuine. You weren't authentic from the beginning. When you're not authentic, you're not going to be able to recognize anything that person is willing to give you, because you know what? You're manipulative. You act to manipulate people. You're selfish. You've got an ego. You don't know what true love is, because you know it's all about you. And during the relationship, when you saw you could take advantage of me, then you wanted to take advantage of me. But you went out there, the same thing you used on me didn't work on the other person. So now you figure you'll come back to something familiar. Familiarity. People are familiar. When you become like, you know, you check out these different, they're familiar. Now, watch certain movies, they are familiar. That means that that's something familiar to them. So they want to come back because they think they can use the same old thing they used before. They get you. They think it's going to be the same way. But you remember, you built your life, rebuilt your life. You moved on. You dismissed them. And that's what we're talking about. All right, let's give a shout out and say, you know, is it love or attachment? All of these things. So if that person loves you and know what true love is, and you had an awesome time with them, and you had a relationship, they were able to give you the gifts, and that relationship ended, it was because you either grew apart from each other, or in the bottom line of it was just an attachment. Attachment is just, we're attached to each other. I like the way you look. I like the way you make me feel. That's an attachment. Love is a state of mind, not a feeling. That's what we talk about. We're talking about true love. If it's true love, they're not going to go anywhere. Because when they give you the gift, I love you, they're going to be there for the duration. So we have to keep that in mind. First of all, if you work hard and do all the things that make a relationship last long, a loving relationship lasts long. You know, no matter what goes down, you're going to work through it and you're going to cry through it. No matter how tough it is, you got to make it work if you want to be in a relationship. You got to be committed, real committed. Some people don't have a real commitment. They may say they're committed, but they don't have a real commitment to the relationship. You know, they're going to fight, really willing to fight with you through the tough times. You know, it's a marriage that says death do us part. And, you know, through the rich and the poor, the good and the bad, the sickness and the health, you know, that's a commitment. But for that, for a lot of people, it don't last as long, because they didn't understand real commitment. And that's what we're talking about. So are you going to let me come back? No, don't let me come back. But be very positive about it. You're a good person. However, you got to tell that person no. Don't find excuses for that person, because they're going to try everything. They got another way they're going to try to make you feel guilty. They say the sex is the best sex in the world. They financially, they broke now. They feel like they want to come back, but you have to say no. And that's what we're talking about. This is a Love Cafe. We felt like we gave you the appetizer, the starter, which is the lust. We talked some lust early. We talked all about the entree, which is the attraction. And we summed it up with the dessert. So that's why we want you to check out the Love Cafe. It soothes our appetite, the real love talk show. And we're so glad to have it. I'm so happy to be able to give and share this with you tonight. But keep in mind, I want you to have a state of mind when you're talking about love. Let it come from your heart and your soul. And 9 times out of 10, you won't let them come back. I can't say 10 out of 10, but 9 out of 10, don't let them come back. They gone. Dismiss them, speak it into existence, and then pray to God, let God guide you and keep you. And that's what it's all about. I want to give a shout out to all those individuals on Facebook as well as on Instagram. Blog Talk Radio, I only have the name. And I said, Keisha Booker, thank you so much. Steve_legit_income1. Holiday2420, thank you so much. My frat brother out of Florida down there. What do you got? Steph C. Thank you so much for joining. Number 5 Beta Sigma for Dwayne. Thank you so much. 5 Beta Sigma for Turner, Cable Gamma Beta Chapter in Montgomery, Alabama, and Alabama State University. We have Smiling Up Nashville. Thank you, Smiling Up Nashville. Thank you so much. And Tracy Royal, thank you so much. We have Deirdre Ramsey. Deirdre's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. Edna Richardson, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. She was a cohort of mine when I was working before I retired in 16. We worked in career tech, trying to get our youth into the workforce and trying to get them prepared for it. She's out of working down in Monroe County. Thank you so much, Edna, my good friend, a truly good friend right there. Pretty McFadden, thank you so much for joining us. And our host of the Minister Shannon Show, Queen Ministress Shannon Hendrick Lewis, she's joining us as well. Annie Schubert, Annie's down there from McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Annie, so much for joining us, and all of the Schuberts down there, Robert and Shannon, all of y'all individuals down there, thank you so much for being so caring and kind and taking care of me when I was working down in Kenton. Thank you. Maybe later giving the flowers, but I want to give them, I got to give a shout out to those. The Schuber was good. They was with me through all the process. I grew up down in McKenzie. I worked there 9 years, and I was so teaching and coaching down there, and the Schuber was quite supportive. Thank you so much. Then we have Kim Sellers Bates, who's joining us as well. Thank you, Kim Sellers Bates, for joining us. Timothy Kenny, thank you so much, my fat brother, for joining us as well. It's been awesome tonight, but it's about time to close out. But we didn't forget about the pandemic and all the things that happened in this month. We're gonna give a shout out to all our frontline workers, our healthcare people that are working hard, all the staff at these hospitals and whatever the medical facility is. We want to give a shout out to our mental health workers, our licensed clinical social workers. We want to give a shout out to those individuals. We're just about ending my video, but that's all right. It's all about being able to on my Instagram and only have an hour, and sometimes we go out a little early. So I do appreciate them on Instagram as well for joining us. We want to give a shout out for those individuals that are driving truck routes and transporting food and supplies and stock our stores. We're going to give a shout out to the grocers who are stocking our stores. And we want to give a definite shout out to all the teachers. Teaching is something that is what I retired. I was an educator for over 30 years. And, administrator, served in the central office and director of certain things. But as truly, I learned from being a teacher. And being a teacher, we have to adjust to the time. teachers had a challenge during the pandemic. So we got to give them a shout out because they had to, education has been revolutionized, and they had to use virtual learning, no face-to-face, and that meant a whole lot and some changes. Our teachers did an awesome job. So we look like we'll try to get back, even though we still don't understand where we are. Numbers are rising with COVID-19, but we're talking about starting schools up regularly in August and maybe push back a little bit. But we want to give a shout-out to those teachers. We also want to give a shout-out to those individuals. This is Lupus Awareness Month, and if you can support Lupus Awareness Organization, make a donation, find my sister, my older sister, who passed on February the 1st of 2020. She had lupus, and she worked her way through that until God called her home on the 8th of February of this year. So truly miss her. So we want you to definitely make a donation and support Lupus Awareness Month, which it is. We had Teacher Appreciation Week last week, but I said Teacher Appreciation Week all year. We're not going to just do it for a week. We're going to do it all year. And Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're talking about when we're talking about COVID-19 and all the mental health and wellness that we're talking. We're coming back with our show in 2 weeks, on Monday in 2 weeks now. Monday, 2 weeks, talking real to you. We'll be talking still about mental health and wellness during COVID-19. Our next show will be on Tuesday night, the Dr. Lowe Show. So we're going to get ready to make it do what it do. And we're just excited. We're normally having our shows on Monday. We have Talking Real to You. That's every other Monday. We'll have our Wednesday Talking Sports Plus every Wednesday. Thursday, we'll have the Dr. Lowe Show on the 1st and 3rd. Then we'll come back at the end of the month on the 4th. We'll have, again, we'll get the Love Cafe. And I want to kind of push on them, kind of moving forward, trying to get that on Thursday. Then on Tuesday, we have the Dr. Lowe Show. And then Wednesday, every Wednesday, we're going to have Talking Sports. Then on Friday, all of it. That's how our shows go. We appreciate you joining. It's been awesome. You know, God is good. You know, and each of these things I gave shout-outs to. I do appreciate those individuals joining us. And I do look forward to having you with us on Truly, which will be Tuesday night, which is the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about relationship issues and thoughts and all that about relationships. So make sure you join us on Tuesday night. Matter of fact, we have an author that's coming on. That will be the 19th. We have an author coming in out of Dallas, Texas. We're out of Texas for sure. She's going to be coming on, and I'm going to give you more information. That show starts at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time. So check us out on Tuesday night, the Dr. Lowe Show. We're have that. We're going to make it do what it does. It's been good. It's been awesome being here with you. And, you know, God has been so good to us. Like he said, I give him the praise because, you know, he didn't have to allow us to come here and let the Blog Talk Radio and let this Smith Way Enterprise LLC grow like it's growing. And I feel like we're in favor. And, God, thank you so much. And we're going to tell all y'all, thank all the individuals watching and all the ones listening, all the fans all over the world. Again, the Smith Way Production Company that produces all these shows falls under the title of the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. And we thank you and we love you. And we just like to give you our hashtag. Our first hashtag is stay at home and stay alive. Stay home and stay alive. Our next hashtag is keep on grinding. We want you. That's what we're doing. We're grinding. So make sure you're doing the same thing. And then our last hashtag, communicate, understanding, number 4. And last but not least, as we get ready to close it out, because, you know, we talked about, again, comeback love. We talked about giving somebody another chance. But as we went through the process, are you going to let me come back? No matter how I feel about you and how much I love you, that didn't show you real love and true love. Don't let me come back, and don't let him come back, don't let her come back. And I want to leave this with you because I love you so much, and I want to shout it out. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. We don't own the rights to this movie, but this is don't own the rights to this song. but we like to play it, and it's all about a comeback love.
It's Roy Chip, Anthony, y'all ready? Southern Soul. I've got this lady that treats me so damn good, so good, and she knows just how to love me right in every which way she should. Oh yeah, she loves when I give her good sex in the morning. Thanks so good.
So good.
And it tastes better.